Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Molly Mather is with us, assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Northwestern's University Feinberg School of Medicine. And Dr. Mather, I didn't know that superagers was a term that was actually developed at Northwestern University.
Yeah, so we've been using that term for about 20 years, a little over 20 years. I am a more recent member to join the team, but researchers at the Medline Center where I work have been talking about and very interested in this concept of people who have aged very well and seem to basically, exactly how you said about your mom, maintained their cognitive abilities kind of throughout their older life.
And you know who really amazes us is Sister Jean, the chaplain for the Loyola men's basketball team. She's going to be 105 this year. Every time we talk to her, she not even her hearing has been affected. So What do we have to do to become that age and still be as with it as we are today?
It's a great question. That's the big question. I think at this point, we don't have a prescription or a specific set of behaviors or choices that can guarantee certainly that someone might end up as a superager. We a lot of what we've learned about the sort of unique features of the brains of superagers is really related to brain structure and the specific neurons and cells down to a level where, you know, we'd expect a lot of that is related to genetic influences, past life experiences, things that we don't necessarily have the ability to change in the moment. But that being said, there's a lot of research, a lot of interest in the kinds of behaviors and choices in terms of lifestyle and diet and exercise, how people spend their time. But there's a lot of correlational data that, you know, certain types of lifestyles tend to be associated with, you know, better outcomes.
Right. And what about the social aspect of it? I just really believe that has to be a part of who we are until the day we die. I think loneliness is such a big issue in this country, and social engagement has to count for something.
Yeah, absolutely. So certainly from an anecdotal standpoint, most of our superager participants are quite social, and that looks different for everyone. So for some people, that's, you know, they have a lot of friends and they see their friends all the time. For some people, that's they have two friends that they're very close to and they live near and go on walks with every day, or they spend time with their family, or they're involved in a volunteer association or a social group, or they play cards or play bridge with friends or with community. But it seems to be that, you know, overall, our superagers are quite busy and they're quite... like their days are full, and that looks different for every person because what's meaningful and engaging is different for every person. But we have certainly noticed that anecdotally, and we have some evidence, you know, from over the years that certainly, particularly related to relationships, that superagers tend to have more positive sort of perceptions of their relationships and positive connections with others.
So, we're moving our body, we're exercising, we're engaging socially. Mm-hmm. What about stress?
It's a great question. So I think it's probably common sense for everyone, and I think everyone's experienced this, but stress doesn't help you think more sharply or function better in terms of your memory or your focus. So we know that stress is certainly not good for your brain, and that can be either that direct moment of when you're flustered or you're anxious, you can't sort of think in the moment, but also just chronic stress over time tends to contribute to more wear and tear on your body and your brain. We think more about the kinds of things that you do have control over, because, you know, a lot of the stressors in people's lives are the result of circumstances or situations or structures that are out of their control. It's, you know, related to much broader systemic issues, and those things certainly require systemic solutions. But we like to also try to identify, you know, if there's something in your life that's weighing on you or stressing you out that isn't necessary or is something that could be removed or could be addressed, then those are good things to focus on and to try to kind of put that effort in to craft your life in a way that it's really as little stress as is within your control.
And I think the success of Wordle, you know, that kind of came out of COVID and went crazy. And I think people believe that if they continue to engage their brain or do those types of things, whether it's a crossword puzzle, does that have impact on how we age?
Yeah, I love that question. I think we give the recommendation, you know, as clinicians, when we talk with patients and their families and just older participants in our research studies, that the thing that we emphasize is variety and challenge. So, you know, if Wordle is challenging for you and it's kind of constantly forcing you to solve new problems, then absolutely, that's probably going to be helpful. You know, doing one type of task or activity over and over again so that you get very good at just that one thing, that's maybe not going to contribute as much to your overall sort of cognitive flexibility or your ability to kind of fluidly respond to situations. But we really encourage people to try to engage with stuff that feels challenging and that's almost kind of exercising a muscle of, you know, I have to learn how to do this. I have to become better at this so that I can enjoy it more. And not just sticking with, you know, only one thing, but doing things across different types of activities, whether that's some word games, some visual puzzles, going out dancing, learning a new language or picking back up a language you used to speak in your youth. There's a lot of different ways that we see people, you know, combine different interests and activities to make a pretty nuanced daily life.
I love that. I'm going to be a super ager, Dr. Mather. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be there. I can feel it. I know it. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.